Welcome to CougarCast with Keith Schertz and Tosh McIntosh. CougarCast, covering BYU football and basketball. Email the show, cougarcast@gmail.com, and follow on Twitter at CougarCast. See what the guys have to say on Cougar Board. Find them at 4Mac and CougarCast. Go hard, go fast.
BYU wins 40-21 over the University of Texas Longhorns tonight in Provo. A crazy night that started with wild thunderstorms that overtook Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and now joy takes over the streets of Provo, which are dry. It's an amazing day here in Provo, Utah, happy as can be. The BYU Cougars proved a 1-1 with a victory over the 15th-ranked Texas Longhorns. And, boy, if you can't be happy tonight as a BYU fan, you should quit. You shouldn't be interested in doing the fan thing. The Cougars played so well tonight, and it was so unexpected. It's a thrill of a lifetime. Tonight, I felt like the waitress that works so hard and shows up all her life at some kind of rundown diner and then suddenly finds that she's been tipped like $10,000 by some guy who's richer than dirt. That's how I feel tonight. I'm really excited that the Cougars were able to pull this off. 550 yards rushing? Are you kidding me? That's the most rushing yards that they've ever had in the history of the school. They broke a record that was set in the 1950s. Get out of here. You remember who Pat White was, that incredible quarterback who played for the West Virginia Mountaineers? Yeah, he used to hold the record for most rushing yards in a game, at least since the turn of the century. And tonight, Taysom Hill broke that record in an emphatic way against a ranked opponent. He was incredible tonight. Let's break down just how nutty this whole thing is. It's entirely crazy to me that they were able to pull this off, and here's why. Before tonight, Taysom Hill, in all his time at BYU, had been involved in 177 plays. 177 plays as a player. In those 177 plays, Taysom Hill had only run twice over 20 yards. 66 rushes, and in those 66 rushes, he only gained 20-plus yards on the rush two times before tonight. Tonight, he went out there and had five rushes of over 20 yards. He rocked off a 21-yard run, another 68-yard touchdown run. He had a 20-yard touchdown run and another 23-yard run that happened on a broken play. Taysom Hill was amazing tonight. He had speed that wasn't there against Virginia, and I don't know if it was because the rainstorm there. I don't know if the ground didn't suck the water in the way it did at Lavelle Edwards Stadium tonight. It's really quite amazing what the Cougars were able to pull off tonight with their run game. Unprecedented what they were able to pull off with their run game. Think about this. 9 plays, okay, in 177 career plays before tonight for Taysom Hill, and only 9 of them ever went over 20 yards. And 7 of them were pass plays, 2 of them were run plays. Tonight he had 5 runs over 20 yards, including a 68-yard touchdown run. He had 2 pass plays that went over 20 yards. To add to his other 7. So passing still, we're working on it. But honestly, 4 starts now, he's up to 9 passing plays that have gone over 20 yards. And tonight was the first time he had ever gotten 30-yard pass plays, if you take, of course, the Ross Apo Hail Mary catch away from him. Because that wasn't defended. And Virginia wasn't that worried about defending that. And so for me, I think that tonight was sort of just the nuttiest thing, most unexpected. How could you have possibly in any way seen this performance coming? They were unbelievably aggressive. And I made the joke on Twitter. If you're not following me at CougarCast, please do. I don't know how this happened. I can't explain it. How did the offensive line suddenly become a bunch of he-men? Right? How is that possible? That's one of the things that I just will never understand is, are PEDs that effective in 1 week? Is it possible? And so that's one of the things that I think is absolutely crazy about this game is suddenly the offensive line was physical. They weren't being overrun on every play. And I think that that's one of the things that I will just – I can't get over it. I can't get over the performance tonight. The offensive line was incredible. And anytime you run 550 yards, it's just going to always end up really nice for you. Because of that, I am just over the moon excited about the Cougar performance tonight. 550 yards rushing, that absolutely means that your offensive line showed up to play and things improved a lot in a week. I'm bringing in now Tosh McIntosh on the phone. So glad to have you there. You were in the stadium tonight.
It was awesome. That's the word I would describe it. It was one of the best home games I've seen in a long, long time.
But what can you compare it to? When was like the last game where you felt the way you feel right now?
I would say the last win against Utah, George running into the end zone in overtime. Like, not the same like suspense at the end, but just walking back from the stadium, like, holy smokes, that was just a great life experience I just had. Like, I could not believe the whooping. I'm just shocked and speechless and proud and so many adjectives right now.
Well, they were really impressive. I mean, there's no other way that you can put it. In every way, they were impressive except for passing. We won't blade on that too much, but Tosh, I've been making the joke, but are PEDs that efficient? Did they give the O-line PEDs? Can they work that fast in 1 week?
There must be something. Some serious PEDs. Now, the O-line, all seriousness, they look great. I mean, the holes were huge. And even passing-wise, I don't want to – that was the weak point, but it wasn't a lack of time. But
no, it wasn't a lack of time.
We were blown – yeah, the O-line was great. And the D-line, I mean, we were getting – we were getting pressure with three man rushes. Like,
yeah, they stopped sending linebackers. I mean, Alani Fua was playing amazing, and as good as he was doing, they just decided to forego sending him to the backfield. It was incredible.
So which position group on either side of the ball was the surprise of the game for you?
Well, the offensive line, dude. Has to be. Has to be. Anytime you run for a team record, I don't know if you know this, but they ran for a team record that has stood for since the 1950s. They ran for 550 yards tonight.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, and they weren't fluky. They weren't fluky yards. They were hard-earned, big holes.
Yeah.
Making play.
The only one that I can think of is there was kind of a busted play where Taysom ran for 22 yards. But that's like the only one. Taysom had his speed back, and so I'm wondering a couple things. Kudos to the field crew who takes care of Lavelle Edwards Stadium. That did not look like a field that had just been dumped on over an inch of rain within an hour of the game happening.
And it held up.
Totally held up. An amazing job by the field crew.
And our defense, I just got to say this, at the end, it almost felt like it was like a video game at the end where we're just building stats. Like, we just kept getting sacks. When we held them to 2 4-and-outs in a row.
Three. Three. They turned over on down 3 times in a row.
But I mean actually on the same possession where it was a 4th and 17, and there was the questionable the PI call.
That's right.
So we just stopped them 4 straight downs right after that. So, I mean, we stopped them 8 downs in a row. Like, it was just, I was just laughing, just thinking.
No, I mean.
Texas, but our defense, and what I would say that I was most just pleased with, we were faster than them. Our defense just was the faster team against Texas.
Altitude.
Yeah, I don't know what, I don't know what to point to. Altitude, maybe they didn't bring the right cleats, but I don't think, I actually don't think it's either of those things as much as our, I think it's just more matchups. Like, they're used to being the more physical team and faster, but our defense, that's our strength too, and I think we beat them at their own game, and it was just a great matchup for BYU.
Yeah, no, they, I just don't understand what happened. Tosh, I was explaining before you came on. Let me reference this for you. Before tonight's game, Taysom Hill had been involved in 177 plays where he did something with the ball. Either he ran it or he threw it. In those 177 plays, 9 times was he able to achieve a 20-yard gain or more. Okay? 9 times. 2 of them were runs. Tonight, he had 5 runs of over 20 yards.
Yeah. When was the last time, if ever, we saw a quarterback have a 70-yard rushing play?
It was Taysom Hill against Hawaii. He had a 68-yard run. Before that, Eldon 40, Steve Young.
Yeah. When I saw him against Hawaii, I came away from that game impressed, but I kept tempering my enthusiasm by saying, yeah, but it was against Hawaii. And being in the stadium today, when I first got there, I saw there was a lot of burnt orange. Texas brought a lot of fans. But I said to my brother, I said, the silver lining to how many Texas UT fans are here is that if we somehow pull this out, watching their reactions is going to be the best, and I never anticipated we were going to blow the doors off them. They were the loudest, and I don't think anything bad about this, but they were loud and obnoxious at the beginning, and it was just fun just watching us break play after play and just them quiet down and leave early, and it was a fun environment.
Well, I got nervous several times early. There were opportunities, and it seemed like, you know, things weren't going quite right. But that's the one thing I want to add in, just to bring in. I don't want to damper too much. 40-21 happened. BYU won against a respected opponent, an opponent that has been snotty about BYU being in the Big 12. Let's just say it. They reacted to us in a way that indicates that they don't think we belong, or that we're not good enough to play in their conference, or that we're not worthy of their, what, to be their neighbors, so to speak, right? Yeah. Stay out of our neighborhood. And we took it to them tonight. It's the most yards anyone has ever run against the University of Texas tonight.
I just laughing. I just wonder what the Texas coaches said to them at the game.
Uh-oh, sounds like Tosh cut out there for a second. It is true. What do you say if you're Mac Brown? Your job's on the line. I mean, how do you come back? This is the game this year that might break the back of a former national championship coach. That might break that marriage between the Longhorns and Mac Brown tonight. This loss might really cost Mac Brown. And by the way, his face kind of showed it. It was really an amazing thing. And Tosh is right. Every time they cut away on TV to show the faces of the fans, it really was one of the weirdest things just to see the disbelief. You know, it was like they couldn't believe that we were a team that could play with them, even though we only lost by 1 point to them in their house. So I don't really mind. I'm glad that they had long faces. Tonight was crazy because before the game even started, it started raining like crazy. I live down near Spanish Fork, and I was by the Salem Pond. I was at my in-laws, and it was raining like crazy, and I feel like this happened tonight because I had the good karma going. The rain came in like crazy. There was an old lady who was driving, and there was this kind of steep hill by their house, and the lady went down the hill, and she went right through the stop sign across the road and drove right into the Salem Pond. I ran out to help her, jumped down the hill and got down to her, helped her out of the car, got her out of the pond and helped her up, went back down and got her purse. The family of the lady who this happened to, she was an old lady, and almost carried her back up the hill. She wasn't hurt or anything. She was in town for a family reunion, wasn't familiar with the area, and so when it was raining so hard, she couldn't see out the front of her car. And so because of that, she went into the pond. I helped her out, and it was a good thing I was there. I'm a big guy, and so I was able to help her out. And her family came to get her. The police came to help pull out the car. You know, the lady and her family, they came by, and I got invited to the family reunion tonight. I didn't go because I watched the game. But I tell you what, the good karma was flowing. I think that that's partly what's going on tonight. What a great game. What a great experience. And this is a day I certainly will not forget. Again, don't know how else to break this down other than to say the Cougars had it going tonight. They got a lot of things to go their way. They were fortunate, and it was a real, real fun time to watch this game tonight. It's nice when things kind of work out and go your way, isn't it? So tonight, though, they played an excellent game, and if I'm looking at it right, the Cougars on defense held Texas on third down. Texas went 5-for-17 on third down. I mean, an incredible defensive performance. They should be proud of what they were able to do. I think that the Cougars' defense was playing with absolute ferocity. And on fourth down, the Texas Longhorns went 0-for-3. Now, how amazing is it? One of the things that's underrated, whenever Bronco gets just absolutely jacked and fired up, Bronco celebrations are awesome. They're like the best thing in the world. And so I think we all should be really excited about Bronco celebrations. How there are not a billion animated GIFs out there of Bronco celebrations, I will never know. It was an incredible stop for them. Alani Fua was flying all over the place tonight. KVN, our man. Oh, now he gets the inception horn. He gets a bunch of them. Kyle Van Noy was incredible tonight. And, you know, after that third, fourth down stop, late in the game when Bronco was going crazy, I actually pulled up this YouTube video of Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh! Shut it down! Oh, let's go home!
It was, awesome. Shut it down!
Oh! Shut it down! Oh, let's go home!
They were awesome tonight. And I don't know how else to put it. I'm really excited about the game. Can't believe that all of this has happened. It's sort of out of left field, right? I mean, certainly you must be feeling the same tonight. One of the talking points that I think we ought to have about the game tonight is about sort of the breaks of the game and how the breaks of the game sort of favored BYU. They were lucky. In a lot of ways, there were a lot of things that happened for BYU tonight that were lucky, right? Now, they out-executed, and I think they win this game without some of the lucky things going their way. But let's talk about the drive that ended in a touchdown with a 20-yard scramble by Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill finished off that drive, but what a lot of people don't remember is that we almost got picked off. There was a tip at the line of scrimmage. So that almost got picked off. Then we were going to have to punt after the very next play we punted. But then they roughed the kicker. And by the way, shout out to my homeboy, Eccles on Texas. He's like the greatest ever. That dude gave us 30 yards tonight. He absolutely is my homeboy. He roughed the kicker, and then he had the kick interference and tackled J.D. Falslev, even though he was 10 yards away from the ball. So that – and by the way, kudos to the refs. They didn't call it right away, but they got it right eventually. But here's the thing. Eccles, he tackles the punter. And then, by the way, there should have been two roughing the punter calls tonight. He roughs the kicker, continuing the BYU drive, and that ends up with a touchdown by Taysom Hill. Ended up being a 10-play, 75-yard drive for a touchdown. And that was a big changing point in the game. At that point, the game wasn't in hand. It was an important kind of sequence. So there was a break there, and then the other one is they had some fluky things just kind of go their way. There was the time when, I guess if you were going to complain one bit about the offensive line, it was when they snapped the ball. Terry Aletto. he snapped the ball when Taysom Hill wasn't behind him, and they called a false start. Instead of losing 20 yards, the Cougars only lost 5. That was a tremendous break in the game. There was another break where Taysom Hill bobbled the snap, and it could have been fumbled, and he was able – or sacked, and he was able to throw it away in time. All the stuff that could have gone wrong kind of worked out. There was another drive where we almost went 3-and-out, and then there was a pass interference called on the man defending Cody Hoffman, kept the drive alive. Then there was the false start that saved the bad snap, and then a broken play led to Taysom running for 23 yards. All culminating in a Justin Sorensen 36-yard field goal. There you go. There's at least 13 points on the board that happened because there were mistakes or little breaks that happened for the Cougars that otherwise would have killed their drives. Fortune was on our side, and to even show it even further about how fortune was on our side tonight, the Cougars threw an interception and had a fumble. They lost the turnover battle. They were -2 in turnover margin tonight and still won by 19 points against a highly ranked team that's well-respected, that plays in the Big 12. They were -2 in turnover margin and still won by 19 points. And if you're telling me that Lady Luck wasn't on the Cougars' side tonight, there's no way that you can't tell me that that wasn't the case. The next drive for the Cougars was the Paul Lisicki drive, and I don't know if you guys will remember this, but it was 9 plays for 59 yards and 5 rushes for 43 yards for Lisicki on that drive. He was the man on that drive. Physical running. I don't know what went wrong with the Texas defense. I don't know how it is that they were able to not tackle. I don't know how they were able to not eat blocks and scrape off the blocks. But I do know that the Cougars executed really well. A+ for the offensive line. For as hard as everybody was on them this last week, everybody should absolutely praise the offensive line. They put in a great game. There's no way you could complain about them. We ran for 550 yards. There's absolutely no complaints. It's not possible to complain about the offensive line. The other thing is I also wanted to praise the Cougars on their punting tonight. I actually felt like they got the ball out a lot quicker tonight, and they addressed that issue. They were still close to getting blocked a couple times, but I was grateful for the effort and what they were able to accomplish tonight in the punt game in terms of getting the ball the heck out of there and then also kicking it a decent way down the field. I thought the special teams, they didn't do anything wrong. They even did great. I mean, Justin Sorensen didn't miss a single kick, though he flirted with it 3 times. But he went 4 for 4 tonight, even kissed one off the upright and got it in. I mean, things were going the way of the Cougars tonight. And I don't know if it was that the rain came down and baptized the field. I don't know what happened. Really, really, really feel fortunate, really excited about the game. Hope that you all enjoyed it. Those are my quick thoughts on it. Every break in the game went the Cougars' way tonight. Big plays haven't been something we've really seen out of Taysom Hill. And we got to see a lot of it tonight. He had seven plays tonight, over 20 yards. Again, in the previous, all of his plays that he had ever played for the Cougars before tonight, he'd only had nine plays go over 20 yards. If we want to, we can get after them for passing. But here's one bright spot in the passing. They looked to throw downfield three times tonight. There was three times where Taysom Hill attempted a pass that was over 20 yards. He went 2 for 3 on those passes. All three of them were to Cody Hoffman. Jamal, by the way, also was amazing tonight, 180 yards. The Cougars, they obviously can run. This is obviously going to be the strength of the team. If they can put passing together, what a strong team they can be. The offense played like an offense that the defense has deserved for 3 years. I bet that defense is so jacked tonight. It's so nice when both parts of the ball come together. And it did tonight. With that, I say goodnight. I hope you enjoyed the game. And way to go, Cougars. Cougars get this one over the University of Texas, 40-21 in Provo, Utah, on a night that started with crazy monsoons. This is a legendary, famous victory for the Cougars tonight.